Kate Braham and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you today from here in Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I'm back again, doing just as much, as close to live as I can get. And this is just the day before we break for Thanksgiving. And I want to share with you what has been happening since June, really, right up until this very day. I'll start with June 29th. If you're one of our partners, you're going to recognize what I tell you as part of a letter that I wrote to our partner base. And as a part of our great meeting that we have here, we shared these things the end of October. But on Sunday, June 29th, we were out here. We have every Sunday at 3 o'clock out on Prayer Mountain, we have corporate prayer. And we have people here who've been praying together for a long time, and they know each other, and they can move as a man in prayer. We were praying about America. We were praying about our elections, praying about Israel and the world. Suddenly, we moved as a man up to a high place. And in that high place, the Lord spoke to us. And he spoke to us in a word of prophecy. It came through me. I was really surprised at what I heard, as everyone was. This is what I heard. There is one thing that will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. There is one thing that will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. We immediately sensed the Lord's emphasis on an awakening to God. And then he made us to know that every awakening, of course our minds know about the great awakening out of which the United States of America was born, the awakening preceding the Civil War. But then he made us to know that prayer had to do with any awakening. It preceded any awakening. And he impressed us that our fall meeting was going to be very important and that he was going to use it toward this awakening. We were to prepare ourselves and to prepare the people who were coming. Well, we could think about how to and pray about how to prepare ourselves, but how do you prepare the people who are coming? You don't even know who's coming. So we decided we'd make it a matter of daily prayer. We'd go to our prayer closets every day. The next time we could all be together with me there was going to be 2 weeks later, July 13. So we were going to pray, and we would make notes in our prayer closet. How does God want us to prepare the people? And July 7, I got a telephone call early one morning from Zona Hayes, Norval Hayes' daughter. Norval, many of you will remember, is a great Bible teacher, still moving in the Holy Ghost and having meetings all over the country at about 82 years of age. And his daughter Zona heads up their Bible school for him in Cleveland, Tennessee, and they have a church there. And Zona doesn't often call me, but she said, "Billy, there's a man in our church, and Daddy and I have a lot of confidence in him. In fact, when we can't be there at the church, we often get him to take it for us. He ministers and travels in a ministry, and you don't know him. He doesn't know you. And he's had a vision, and it's concerning you and Prayer Mountain, and he's asked me to put him in touch with you." And she said, "Billy, here are his numbers." And she said, "I think you'll be blessed, and Prayer Mountain will be blessed if you called him." So I telephoned him and could immediately tell his name is Eugene. His name is Gene Wiseman. And Jesse Eugene Wiseman, Reverend Jesse Eugene Wiseman. And I could tell right away when I talked to his wife, that they were people that would never make up something. They wouldn't tell you they'd heard from God if they had not. In fact, he told me that he had grown up in church and he was averse to some of the things he'd seen and that God almost had to slip up on him to give him a vision. But on April 13, he had indeed given him a vision. And he shared that vision with me. It was in the nighttime. He woke up and looked at the clock. It was 3:30 in the morning. And this is how he described the vision. There was an opening and a closing, which was a voice that said one line, and this was the only voice he heard in the vision. Then there were three scenes. The opening was a voice speaking, saying, "There are ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain." Then, in the first scene of the vision, there was a gathering. In Brother Weissman's words, I knew it was a Christian gathering. It was not a structured church service. However, I knew it was a good, full gospel, charismatic type meeting. I turned to look at the second scene. I had premeditated on what I would see. What I expected to see were people gathered around a bonfire. But I did not see that. What I saw was a wall. It was about 15 feet high, about 10 feet thick. The wall was the color of fire. In it were what looked like pieces of steel that were in a fire, and they'd taken on the color and essence of fire. As I looked closer, those pieces were like people embossed in the wall. They made up the wall, and out from the wall, people were going out. They were gathered round about it, and they were also of this same substance. They were lined up on either side of the wall, he said, much like people would line up at a parade side. Then I looked upon the third scene, Brother Weissman said. It was as if I stood on a high mountain and looked down upon the earth. It was dark as the night sky. But as in a night sky, stars shine brightly, in this darkness there were lights, much brighter than the darkness. These lights were people. And again, I heard the voice speak. There are embers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain. After the vision, he heard my name, Billy Brim. Billy Brim. Brother Weissman was impressed of the Lord that the vision was not only for him, but also for others, and it was for Billy Brim. He was to contact me and relate it to me. He telephoned his two daughters. One of them had been to our meetings before, and she said, Daddy, did you know Billy Brim calls her ministry Prayer Mountain? A part of it, at least. He did not know that. In praying about the vision, he was ready to dismiss the part he had premeditated about the people around the bonfire. But the Lord impressed him not to do that. He was made to know, a thought was given him, that this bonfire that he thought he was going to look at identified the season. When do people gather around a bonfire? In the fall. He was made to know the vision had to do with the fall, and he feels it especially had to do with the Prayer Mountain prayer meeting. Incidentally, sometime earlier we'd been praying about what to call this meeting, and we had called it the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Brother Weissman knew he had to call me, and Zona put him in touch. When I heard the vision, I knew this was our answer that we'd asked God for. Tell us what to do. So on Sunday, the 13th of July, we arranged for Brother Weissman to telephone and address our prayer people. Well, you could imagine they'd all been looking to hear from God on the 13th of July, but they'd been expecting, like I, that we would just meet together and discuss what we'd heard in prayer. But no, we heard from heaven. We heard from Brother Weissman, and we heard through this vision. He asked the Lord, why embers? And the Lord said one word, study. So the first thing he did was go to the Bible and see if he could find that word in the Bible. He found it in Ezekiel, the English translation. And it's in Ezekiel where it's discussing the seeing of the Lord in his chariot like a fire from the loins upward and so on. And it describes the fire, and it was connected to fire and glory. The Hebrew word is chasmal, and the Jews are, it's difficult for them to define that word. And so amber is how it is translated in the English. I'm not so sure that's exactly connected, but for some reason they chose that word. He did find out through his scientific study that amber is fossilized resin, tree resin. It is a gem. It is not a mineral. Most gems are mineral, but ambers and pearls are, they were living organisms. Amber, he found, is a near perfect preservative. And here's where the Lord just really emphasized it to us. It is tree resin. It's a sticky substance in the tree. And if living creatures come into it, they are, of course, die there in the sticky resin. And then when it becomes fossilized, they're captured. And they're captured in a nearly perfect preserved state, as much as a dead thing can be. And if you drill into this piece of amber, and I have several of them since this has all happened. One of them that I have has a spider and gnats and fungus in it. And if you drill into that, you will find the DNA. Now, I didn't see the movie Jurassic Park, but people tell me about it, and that is the theme they used in that, that they went into this piece of amber and took out, I think, a mosquito and took its DNA. And so things happened from that. An amazing thing happened. Amber's also, seed can be caught in that resin. And then that seed could be planted, and it can grow with the life of that first seed, millions of years old, that's in it. Also from an amber, if you pulverize it, or if you burn it, or if you melt it, a sweet-smelling savor, fragrance goes up from it. Frankincense and myrrh are actually amber. And then the Lord spoke through Brother Weissman that the church was going to be given new orders come this fall. That we're in the same army, the army of the Lord, but we're going to have a new post. And from that new post where we operate, we're going to have a new ordination to stand there in a new position. And folks, Brother Weissman came to our meeting that we had here at Prayer Mountain. It was marvelous. Those meetings are going to go online, and you can go online and watch them. But what God did and what God spoke to us about these ambers and these seeds and coming up with everything, I saw it like the Bible says that that gifts are in us, and that gifts are in us. Giftings like seeds, and that God is going to touch them. He also spoke of us burning like embers, and that he's going to breathe on the embers and the fires that we've known in good meetings we've been in, that we carry things within us. And I want you to remember these things, because we're going to talk about going to Europe now and some things that the Lord revealed to me there about where we are and what is happening with this awakening God wants. We're offering this week Revival Fire again by Wesley Duell, D-U-E-W-E-L. We often say that we read the Bible and things are revealed to us. I'm telling you, I've read this book, and something was revealed to me in Ireland that I did not know was in there, though I had read it. And God has given us some specific instructions. I'd like you to get this book, Wesley Duell, and it's Revival Fire. We are offering it for $10 plus shipping and handling. And I know that some of you have this book, but order for someone else, because God is getting ready to blow now upon the embers. In fact, he has. He started these things. They're going now. Call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brown saying, Shalom until tomorrow.